Thank you for tuning in. My guest today is a man who is best known as the lead man of Jethro Tull, with various business interests as well. But today, we talk about something completely different. What is your sexual orientation?
Well, it's interesting you ask me that, because I'm not entirely sure. As I say, I'm 60, or about to be 66 years old, but so far, it's been a completely straight 56 years or so. But, you know, it's never too late, is it? I mean, I was talking to Mark Almond,
He's
a rock star, pop star. And we were having lunch the other day, and I don't know whether I think I volunteered. It was because he was coming to be a guest of mine on a show, and so we were talking about which bit he might want to sing, and one of the parts he was drawn to involved was sort of in character. When I sing it is about gender insecurity and the problems of dealing with parents and how to explain that or react to the disapproval and so on. And so he was naturally drawn to that. And I said, well, you know, it's kind of a bit that I usually do, this bit, because, you know, if anyone's going to whistle or shout or use any, you know, unfortunate language, you know, it's better that it comes to me, because I can take it on the chin and put them in their place. And so we sort of got around to this discussion. I said, because the thing is, you know, really, I think people make assumptions, and they're not always right, because I've got girly fingers.
Mm.
You know, I'm a flute player.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of the things that I might do or have an interest in, you know, there's a little bit of a kind of feminine side there. So I've always rather thought that it's, you know, it's never cut and dried. It's never black and white. And frankly, I've not had a decent offer yet, but it's never too late to change your mind.
Well, I hope the day gets good for you.
I shan't be bending over to tie my shoelaces in the tube train when I get to London later today.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't walk down the corridors of this studio.
The thing is, if you're like me and you're of this age and you're a little bit, you know, saggy of buttock, less firm of thighs than of days gone by, then if I was ever going to get a good offer from a really great-looking guy, I think I would have had it already. I'm kind of coming around to the idea. The chances are looking slim.
There's an old saying that I couldn't be gay because I couldn't be turned down by men as well as women.
Yeah, well, there you go. You see, it's all about insecurities, and I've never been insecure about it. I recognise my feminine traits, but you know, on the other hand, if you have an interest in combat handgunning or whatever else, then it doesn't quite fit the idea of the foppish, you know, ambivalent rock star who seems to be all things to all people. I mean, I kind of admire people like Cat Stevens and David Bowie, because they had that kind of sexual ambivalence that made them intriguing characters. And you know, I always sort of rather admired that, but I never really had to bring it into my music until in the last year or so, because it was the subject material of some songs. And then when you actually come to grips with it and you actually have to be in that character, it's very illustrative, because you find yourself, to all intents and purposes, taking on elements which you're defiant about. I've always been a supporter of that kind of gender equality, of the freedom of choice and lack of prejudice. And, you know, in showbiz generally, it's fine, because, you know, we meet all kinds of people. We grow up with them. They're our friends, our workmates, regardless of who they are and where they come from, and, you know, indeed their cultural and racial origins. I mean, these things in my world, they just don't register on the dial. You know, you just take it for granted. But in other walks of life, of course, you can be marginalized, penalized, and victimized, and so, you know, it's always nice to stand up for folks when you can, and the more the merrier.
Well, going back to what you were saying about being an arms dealer, it brings a completely different meaning to he's packing a big magnum, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and you know, the difference between carrying a flute in my pocket and a small, carefully crafted handgun. Either way, I'm glad to see you. As the old joke goes.
Well, I'm glad that you've been here today, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull. Thank you very much.
It's a great pleasure. Nice to talk to you. Take care.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
Cheers.